My dearly beloved in Christ, I will omit the reading of the Epistle and Gospel in English this morning, which I'm sure you have read, and you know that the Gospel is the story of the multiplication of the loaves and fishes to feed 5,000. And not just 5,000, because the Jewish custom was to count people according to the adult men. And even, in fact, one of the evangelists in narrating this story says there were 5,000 men, not counting women and children. So perhaps 10 to 15,000 people. And we have to admire their eagerness to be with our Lord, to hear him speak, to be close to him. Our Lord had gotten into a boat and had gone to the other side of the lake. And when they followed with their eyes, they saw the direction the boat was going. They went around the shore in order to be there when he landed. Now, these people were so enthused that they hadn't even thought about providing food for themselves. And thus our Lord performed this miracle. It reminds me of the story of St. Vincent Ferrer. He was born in 1350 in Spain, and when he was about 48 years old, he was thought to be dying. He had a high fever, and it was thought he was dying, but our Lord appeared to him and said he had work for him to do, and that he was to travel and preach. So he recovered miraculously and spent the last 20 years of his life traveling from city to city, town to town, and preaching to multitudes. And the people were so affected by his preaching that many people would follow him from one town to the next. They were called the penitents. They had been so moved and were so sorrowful for their sins that they followed him again from one town to the next, many of them for days, quite a few days. So again, we see this eagerness of the people to be with our Lord, and that the fact that they had not provided for themselves nourishment. So our Lord performed this wonderful miracle, multiplying the loaves and fishes, 5 loaves and 2 fishes, to feed this vast multitude. It is a wonderful miracle, and yet our Lord performs the same miracle every day in the Holy Eucharist. Everywhere where the Mass is offered, the priest says the words of consecration. The bread and wine are changed into the body and blood of Christ, and he feeds a multitude with his own body and blood. This is, of course, a far more wonderful miracle than that of feeding the 5,000 and more with the loaves and fishes. We ought to hunger, as those people did who traveled around the lake to be with our Lord. We ought to hunger for this spiritual food. And during this time of the coronavirus, when many do not have Mass, or not able to attend Mass, or receive Holy Communion, we can always make a spiritual communion. In fact, you can receive our Lord sacramentally at most once a day, but you can receive him spiritually as often as you wish. So what is a spiritual communion? It is in effect saying to our Lord, "Dear Jesus, I wish I could receive you right now sacramentally, but since I cannot, come to me spiritually. Come down into my heart spiritually." This is a very sanctifying practice, one that we should all adopt and make spiritual communions daily, in fact, many times a day. This, in the same manner, we can, in a spiritual sense, send our guardian angel to attend Mass for us when we cannot attend Mass. In spirit, place ourselves there before the altar, adoring our Lord, attending the holy sacrifice of the Mass. So these practices, this spiritual desire, is very pleasing to our Lord, very sanctifying, very productive of graces for us. Let us appreciate, strive to appreciate better, the presence of our Lord in the Holy Eucharist. Pray for a greater hunger for the body and blood of Christ, and for a more fervent practice of spiritual communions, that we might be daily nourished by our divine Lord by his grace, and look forward to those opportunities when we can be physically united with him sacramentally, receiving Holy Communion. You know how human nature so easily takes things for granted. There are many people watching this Mass via the internet, the live streaming, because they're not able to go to Mass. And I pray that this trial that our nation is enduring, that Catholics are suffering, not able to go to Mass, will be a means of us appreciating more what we have. We never know which Mass will be the last Mass I will attend, which Holy Communion will be the last opportunity I have to receive our Lord in the Holy Eucharist. Let us not take it for granted. Let us make frequent spiritual communions. Let us make fervent thanksgivings afterward. And let us especially pray for a great appreciation of the blessings God has given us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.